Blackstone Audio presents Chasing Gold, the incredible story of how the Nazis stole Europe's bullion by George M. Tabor. This book is read by Robertson Dean. To Kurt Prendergast, my first boss at Time Magazine. In the summer of 1966, he asked me to investigate what happened to Belgium's central bank gold during World War II. That started my long interest in this dramatic saga. Prologue. In early spring 1945, the Third Army of General George Patton Jr. was rolling across Germany, crushing the dispirited Wehrmacht in its path. His GIs had already scored victories on the Normandy beaches, bailed out the Battle of the Bulge, and crossed the Rhine River into the Third Reich's Vaterland late in the evening of March 22nd. In a special message to his men, Patton bragged that between late January and late March, "You have taken over 6,400 square miles of territory, seized over 3,000 cities, towns, and villages, including Trier, Koblenz, Bingen, Worms, Mainz, Kaiserslautern, and Ludwigshafen. You have captured over 140,000 soldiers, killed or wounded an additional 100,000, while eliminating the German 1st and 7th armies. Using speed and audacity on the ground, with support from peerless fighter-bombers in the air, you kept up a relentless round-the-clock attack on the enemy. Your assault over the Rhine at 2200 last night assures you of even greater glory to come." Along the way, the general wrote doggerel verse about warfare, such as, "For in war, just as in loving, you must always keep on shoving, or you will never get your just reward." On April 4th, Patton's 358...